Good morning. Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Won, and I'm serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you humbly. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Let the Holy Spirit reside in us so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us and heal us as we share the book of Isaiah at this time. We want to be restored by you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up to the book of Isaiah chapter 17. I am reading from the HCSB version. Isaiah chapter 17 is on page 661 in my Bible. Let's read together. An oracle against Damascus. Look, Damascus is no longer a city. It has become a ruined heap. The cities of Aroel are forsaken. They will be places for flocks. They will lie down without fear. The fortress disappears from Ephraim and a kingdom from Damascus. The remnant of Aram will be like the splendor of the Israelites. This is the declaration of the Lord of hosts. On that day, the splendor of Jacob will fade, and his healthy body will become emaciated. It will be as if a reaper had gathered the standing grain, his arm harvesting the heads of grain, and as if one had gleaned heads of grain in the valley of Rephaim. Only gleanings will be left in Israel, as if an olive tree had been beaten. Two or three berries at the very top of the tree, four or five on its fruitful branches. This is the declaration of the Lord of God of Israel. On that day, people will look to their Maker and will turn their eyes to the Holy One of Israel. They will not look to the altars of they made with their hands or to the Asherah and incense altars they made with their fingers. On the day, their strong cities will be like the abandoned woods and mountaintops that were abandoned because of the Israelites. There will be desolation, for you have forgotten the God of your salvation, and you have failed to remember the rock of your strength. Therefore, you will plant beautiful plants and set out cutting from exotic vines. On the day that you plant, you will help them to grow. And in the morning, you will help your seed to sprout, but the harvest will vanish on the day of disease and incurable pain. The rule of many peoples, they roll like the roaring of the seas, the raging of the nations. They rage like the raging of mighty waters. The nations rage like the raging of many waters. He rebuked them, and they flee far away, driven before the wind like chaff on the hills, and like tumbleweeds before a gale in the evening. Sudden terror before morning, it is gone. This is the fate of those who plunder us, and the lot of those who ravage us. Amen. Today's scripture is from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah's name means Yahweh saves. His book tells not only one of the coming judgment of God, but also God's promise to save his people. Judah at the time was very wealthy, but its people did not follow God. They worshipped false idols, cheated one another, and mistreated the poor. Isaiah's prophecies warned the people that God would judge them and that Babylon would defeat Judah and take its people prisoner. But Isaiah also spoke words of hope as he told of how God would one day rescue those who were faithful to him. Perhaps most amazing of all are Isaiah's detailed prophecies about Jesus, his birth, and his suffering and death. Jesus himself read from the book of Isaiah, telling people that he was the one the scripture spoke of. Last month, we learned the book of Ezra, and we saw how God was sending prophets to bring people back to God. Today's scripture, Isaiah chapter 17, the title is an oracle against Damascus. God is once again using prophet Isaiah and warning Israelites to come back to God. The verse 1 says it is an oracle against Damascus. Damascus is one of oldest cities, and this oracle has not come yet. Verse 1 says it will be a ruined heap. No one can live there. That's why when there are flocks, they don't get scared and lie down in peace. The city will be neglected and abandoned. Verse 4 continues and says that the splendor will fade. Healthy body will become emaciated. They look bony and skinny. Verse 5 says the harvest is few. The harvest is not fruitful. What do the Israelites do? When there is a curse, it is very hard. But it caused them to look to God. It would be better if we looked at our God all the time. But even if we look away and have disaster, if we only turn our eyes to our Maker, then we can be saved. That's what the Israelites do in verse 7. So only if our bad circumstances and our environment leads us to God and repentance, then it is beneficial to us. Let's look to Jesus no matter what is happening around us. In those hardships, people of Israel realize that the idols are no help. That's why they don't look at idols that they made with their hands. The scripture continues that verse 11, it says the harvest will vanish on the day of disease and incurable pain. What was the reason for all these curses and results? The verse 10 says that Israelites forgot the God of salvation. Wow, isn't that surprising? What was the reason? Not remembering God. Is it hard to remember God? Or is it easy to remember God? Is it hard to forget God? Or is it easy to forget God? When I learned math in my elementary school, it was not easy to learn the timetable and remember it. I will make mistakes. In order to remember it, I had to keep practicing it. If I stopped reciting it, then I would get confused. I think it is hard to remember God because I have to remind myself about God's word and what God has done for me. But in order to forget God, I don't have to do anything. I will find something else easily, such as playing games, listening to music, and watching movies. Shall we follow our instinct and enjoy our feelings? Or shall we follow God's word and live as children of God? Yes, I want to follow Jesus. But is it easy? No and yes. When we are in Jesus, it is so easy and natural, like a vine and branch. But when we are not attached to Jesus, then it is hard and impossible. That's why I like to read Bible and pray. As we are a child of God through Jesus Christ, we don't have to worry. We just need to come to Jesus and ask for his help. We can ask him to come into our hearts and reside in us. Aren't you glad that Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead? He won the sin and death, so we can be free from sin and death. He is giving eternal life to us. He is watching over us and taking good care of us. When we go back to God, we can enjoy his love and care, and we don't have to worry about the judgment. Praise God. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us about your word. Lord, please help us to remember you in every day of our lives and acknowledge your presence. Lord, let us always listen to your guidance and obey you. We love you and we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.